Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Keita Schmock's here. Keita is one of our dear Brain Trust members from all the way up from Canada, from Ottawa, Canada. She is she's an author and a speaker and a publicist and the author of The Simple Life, also Tipping Point to Happiness, and she's our good friend. Keita, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and I love the topic you want to talk about today, traditions and rituals. And I was telling the audience before you got here that one of the traditions that we have here is when I hire someone, you know, I tell them we take our work very seriously. We are stone cold serious about our business, about what we do, about our customers, the quality, our response, our professionalism, our ethics. We're stone cold serious about that. But we don't deliver any of that in a stone cold way. We find a way to be happy about it, and we don't take ourselves too seriously. Now that's one of the traditions of my company. What do you think?
Well, I think that first of all, you've said it well, Jim, in the sense that it's from the top down. And you were mentioning this before I came on air about the fact that whatever messaging, whatever philosophy, whatever thoughts employees are going to have and customers too about your business is all coming from you and how you set a tone. And how do you set a tone? You set a tone by establishing rituals, traditions, ceremonies, perhaps commemorative events, dedications, all these kinds of things within the scope of your calendar that your employees and you begin to emulate and begin to associate with your business, but also that repetition allows for trust, loyalty, and a sense of security.
Well, that's exactly right. And what they learn, what your people learn, is when you can have fun with a boss, and when not to have fun with a boss. You know what I mean? If we got something that's broke, that's not a fun time. That's a bear down. You know, let's fix this. Let's fix it and find out what happened. But there are plenty of other times when you can have fun, especially if the person who made the mistake is the boss.
Yeah. And I'm thinking of a baseball game or something like that, where you're out or you're having a corn roast, or where there is fun engaged, there's play.
Mm-hmm.
Because play and work come together really, really nicely. And I think the idea of when you're working, there is a certain sense of seriousness and respect and an appreciation of what the boss is trying to do. And then in playing, it's when the boss or upper management, et cetera, show their humanness. They are like us. We are all the same in that respect.
So when you think of traditions and rituals, how do you think of that?
I think of those as practices, and then again in the context of business, those are practices that are introduced by the owner, by upper management, as a way of bringing employees and everyone together. And that may be in terms of manifesting values or principles that the company has. For instance, if the values of the owner are such to give or to contribute, then, mm-hmm. for instance, you may become, let's say, contribute to a Little League baseball team and have the sweaters made. And so you come out to the games or you have
You can tell she lives in Canada, folks. They play Little League in sweaters. Go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
Oops.
I just had to have some fun with you about that.
Yeah, well, fun is the way. There, we're playing now. You see, this is all right.
Well, Well, my audience knows if we don't have fun around here, we just don't do it at all. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all right, Jim. But the fact of the matter is, with these kind of choices, and remember, these are choices you deliberately establish and create. You don't get swept up by whatever your competitor is doing, or the successful fad that's in the moment,
right,
that you have to adapt that to. A ritual and a tradition is based on time, of an aspect of longevity, of an aspect of, again, a remembrance and appreciation. So it's not something that just plucked out and we'll do it for 2 years and, oh, it didn't work, let's try something else.
And if you perpetuate a high standard or a high accomplishment, and you perpetuate that into over years to the point where it's now part of your brand, it's now part of your values, that's the kind of thing that builds pride in employees. And,
exactly.
And employees who are proud are more likely to be happy, I think.
Absolutely. They will be
engaged. And I'm
not
talking about pride, folks. I'm talking about being proud.
Mm-hmm. What happens is the tradition or the ritual transfers and becomes a legacy,
mm-hmm,
becomes a milestone or a, if you like, as you say, a brand. But the brand is not artificial. It is totally inherent in the company that has been running for a while,
and all of
that, 10 years.
And all of that creates an organization that prospective employees are lining up wanting to know when the next opening is.
That's right. You get businesses that, in fact, because of what they have become due to this inculcation, and this takes hard work on the part of the owner and management, but when it happens, it's a natural outcome. Because it has been based on very natural, good, if you like, values and principles, the essence of it, then those are lasting. They will always last, Jim.
Right, right, exactly. Kita, I need your website.
KitaSzpak.com, KitaSzpak.com.
Now, you've got a new program, right?
Well, the thing is, what I'm up to is I am getting involved into psychosocial skills and the importance of making sure the whole person is being taken care of.
And that work is on your website?
That is on my website.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. More to come. More on how to be happy and productive and profitable all at the same time. Imagine that. After these messages, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.